Welcome to the First Year Dad Podcast. My name is TJ Lasig. I have just recently become a dad, and on this podcast, I am sharing my journey each week during my first year of the dad life. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy the episode. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the First Year Dad Podcast. My name is TJ. I am now 8 weeks into the dad life, and this episode in particular, I'm going to talk about something that I've been wanting to discuss for a little while now. We're going to talk about working out as a dad. And when I say working out here, I mean both working out with your child and how I've been playing with Liam and some of the different workouts that I've learned from the OT that we go to, and then also working out myself as a dad, which, spoiler alert, hasn't gone super great for me, but we're fixing that. We're going to talk through all of that here on the week 8 episode of the podcast. Make sure, as always, you are giving me a follow on Instagram at TJ_Lasig. That's TJ_LASSIG. I actually posted a little video of one of my workout routines with Liam the other week as a reel. And so check me out there and let's dive right on in. Baby workouts, dad workouts. Over the past few weeks, I've become a big fan of the baby workout stuff. Early on in Liam's lifetime, he had some issues, struggles, whatever you want to call it, with his ability to latch for breastfeeding. Mostly just some random structural things. I guess he's got a shorter tongue, a bit of a higher palate. Long story short, all of that. He wasn't the best natural sucker, if you will. And so because of that, we started doing some different exercises to strengthen his tongue and cheeks and, you know, just kind of make it easier for him to feed. But then beyond that, we've now been going to an OT for probably a month now. I think we've gone like to 3 or 4 sessions with an OT who, you know, during the session puts Liam through a little bit of a exercise, workout, mobility routine, but then B, and to me more importantly, gives us the tools that we need at home to play with Liam and to play with him in a way where we are being productive and kind of working on his growth, his muscle growth, his tongue strength, all that good stuff. And yeah, so every day we've got kind of this routine that I do with him where we work on, I kind of bucket it into 3 different things. There's the tongue exercises and strengthening of the tongue. There's just general body movement and mobility, tummy time, stretching him out, working on his neck turns. And then the last one is tracking exercises. So, you know, his ability to follow things with his eyes. And yeah, I'd say that those are the 3 things that we've really worked on in his first 2 months of life here. We also just recently got the Love Every play kit. One of my aunt, shout out to my aunt Eileen, purchased that for us as a gift, which was very generous. And a lot of the things that we've been doing with the OT are also a part of that Love Every play kit and give you some of the tools and toys to help with that. But let's go through some of the things that I like to do here with Liam. So the first one, again, we had the latching feeding items that we wanted to work on. So the tongue exercises was the first thing that I started doing with Liam. And yeah, it's really just, and that we started by looking up some different things on YouTube, but it's really just taking my finger, putting it into his mouth, tracing his gum line, having him follow along with his tongue, playing kind of tug of war with him where he's trying to suck on my finger and I'm like pulling my finger away to help lengthen his tongue, squeezing his cheeks, both in a, you know, like pushing in motion and also a circular motion. Really, just things all around where the more that he is moving his tongue and in as many directions as possible, the more he's going to just get that muscle memory down. And really, the more he's going to realize that he has the ability to reach further with his tongue than maybe he knows just naturally. So that was kind of our first step into the idea of all of these exercises. And then number two, we moved on to more body movement type of things. So one of the key things with a baby at this age is you want to make sure that you're getting their body moving as much as possible and in as many different ways as possible. So I've got a little bit of a routine that I'll do with Liam. I'll get the workout mat that we have out there, start him on his back, just do a variety of different like stretching. I mean, it's really just stretching his arms out wide and crossing them across his body and touching his far arm or his far hand to his far leg. Make sure that he's getting some time on each side. And then tummy time, of course, is a huge impact here. So flipping him over, putting him on his stomach, trying to get him as much as possible to lift up the head, support the head. He's gotten pretty good with it at this point. But, try to like tuck in his elbows, make sure he's able to lift up his head, get talking to him to motivate him to lift up his head. And with that, getting him to be able to look both ways for Liam, and probably for most babies, I would assume he has a preferred side. So if he's laying on his back or laying on his stomach, there is a side that he will naturally look. It's also kind of confusing because it's like different on each side. When he's on his back, he prefers to look to his right, and we try to get him looking to the left. When he's on his stomach, he prefers looking to his left, and we try to get him looking to his right. So it's a little bit backwards, which is kind of confusing, but I eventually figured that out. But so that's one of the things that I've worked on with him is either on his back. Like, so we put him to sleep in a swaddle at night, which essentially just wraps up his arms so that they're down by his side. And for a while, we were kind of rolling up a towel inside of the swaddle to have him kind of forced look to his left side. That was one of the first things that we were doing to get that comfort and get that stretching there. And then as I'm doing my little playtime and workouts with him, I will kind of force his neck slightly, of course, gently, to his uncomfortable side. And it's pretty cool to see the progress. When I first started doing it, he really, really did not like looking the opposite side, especially during tummy time. Really, really, really did not like looking to his right, but would cry, right? But I would kind of hold him through the cry to continue stretching out that neck. And then it kind of moved to more of just like a uncomfortable whimper when he was looking to the far side. And, you know, now he still has his preference, but I definitely feel like he's getting more and more comfortable being able to turn to both sides, getting nice and loose. And yeah, it's funny when you learn more and more about these tiny humans and how their bodies works. And the more you learn, the more you realize that it doesn't really work too much differently than real humans, right? All of us, we have our preferred sides that we like looking towards or laying towards. And it makes sense that little kids have the same. And so I think it's been nice to get into that habit. And yeah, I kind of said this before, but really the key thing is just as many different movements as possible, right? Like you don't, you know, if you're a dad out there or a mom out there and trying to do some different exercises with your kids, you can find plenty of examples of exercise to do online. But long story short is you just want to make sure they're not always doing things one certain way, right? You don't want them every time they take a nap, they're looking the same direction. Every time they lay on your chest, they're looking the same direction, right? It's kind of common sense. But also it takes intention from the parent to rectify that, because otherwise the kid is always, again, naturally going to go to their strong side. So I've been working on that body movement and stretching with Liam. And then the last thing is different tracking exercises, which is just getting them to follow either a toy or a person with their eyes, right? One of the things that I like to do, I'll just put Liam on the floor on his back, and then I'll just kind of walk side to side and have him track me and look all the way to his left, and then track me all the way to his right. And then I'll go kind of above his head so that he's looking back and up at me. And then doing the same thing with a variety of different toys that we have. At this point, he still only sees black and white. So we've got a couple different black and white toys that also make noise. So just kind of crinkling that in front of his face again, moving left, moving right, and working on that tracking, working on that eyesight. And that's really the daily routine. And I do try to do this every single day, the tongue exercises, the body movement and tummy time and neck strengthening, and then the tracking, all three of those things. We've got a pretty solid morning routine. Usually Liam is awake and pretty wide awake by 9:30, and try to get a little morning session in there. Doesn't have to be long either. I mean, he gets tired pretty quickly too. That's the other benefit, is that when you do these things, it tires the kid out, and then they tend to take a nap easier, which is a nice little side benefit. So this is something that, again, I've enjoyed. We've put some solid effort and time into it. Going to the OT, at first we went on a weekly basis. We actually have an appointment set up tomorrow for his 2 months. But yeah, I think we'll go to the appointments less and less over time, but really feel that we now have the tooling to be able to do all the things that we need to do with him on our own time at home, and feel pretty equipped with everything I need to make that happen. So yeah, that's the baby workout side of things, strengthening up Liam, getting him to pick up that head, hitting all the key milestones, and just continuing to grow and grow and iterate on those as he gets older and bigger and stronger. I'm going to keep mixing up the things that we do. And like I said, there's lots of resources online to find a variety of different activities. So I've been having fun with that, and then posting some of my own as well onto my Instagram reels. So there we have it. Baby workouts going well, pretty consistent there. On the flip side of the coin, dad workouts not going so great, or at least as of recently, not going so great. We're getting back on the horse, which we're going to talk about here. But on the very first intro episode of this podcast, I was talking about this push-up challenge that I was doing leading up to becoming a dad. I actually ended up doing push-ups for 70 straight days, increased the amount of push-ups that I did every 10 days. So I started with how the push-up challenge worked was that I started at 10 and then count down all the way to 1. So it's like do 10, rest, 9, rest, 8, rest, all the way down to 1, which was 55 total push-ups. Do that for 10 days straight. Then start a new 10 days where this time you start at 11, and now it's 11, 10, 9, etc., all the way down to 1. 10 straight days of that, then ladder up to starting at 12, etc., etc. I got all the way up to the point where I was starting at 16 push-ups and then doing 16, 15, 14, all the way down to 1, which was a total of 136 push-ups per day. All along this process too, I was timing myself, working to improve my time every single day. So I was doing the push-ups quicker and was pretty successful in doing that and could feel myself getting stronger. And all of that was going really well, without a doubt. But I did find that as I got to the starting at 15, starting at 16, it was a lot of push-ups, and I really was not enjoying it anymore. Early on, I was waking up in the morning and literally like excited to do my push-ups, looking forward to it, checking it off on my whiteboard. But as we got to the point of doing 120 or 136 every day, I found that I was doing them later and later at night. It'd be like 11 o'clock at night, and I'm like, oh man, I didn't do my push-ups. Guess I got to get them in. And I was able to do them, and I was continually improving on them. But man, it was not easy, and it was not fun. So I ended up stopping after the level of 16, so after 70 straight days, and was going to start a new workout routine. I had this vision in my mind. I was going to start going back to the gym, just a member at Planet Fitness down the road. I was going to start going back to the gym, and had in my mind I wanted to go to the gym 4 times a week, work out all the body parts, yada, yada, yada. But 4 times a week is a lot. Requires a lot of commitment. And I just never got it started, right? And I found myself the other day, I was like, you know what? I need to just do something. So I started the push-up routine over again. Started at 10, did the 55 push-ups. And it was kind of cool to see, because the first time I ever did the push-up challenge, when I did the day one of 55 push-ups, it took me 4 minutes to do it. And then when I did it this time around, I did it in 1:10 on the first day. And then on the second day, I did it in 50 seconds. So it was really cool to see kind of the progress there. And even though I had taken a couple of weeks off, still having that additional strength. So that's my current status. I am back on the push-up challenge. I think my goal is that I'm going to do it for 60 straight days this time. I'm going to stop after 15. Not going to go to 16 because I don't really need to be doing that many push-ups, right? And yeah, so I also started back on my stretching routine. I had started to get a little bit lazy with that. We're now full swing into golf season, so gotta be staying limber, gotta be staying loose. So I've got my 20-minute daily stretch routine that I'm doing in addition to my push-ups. We'll see if I end up going to the gym as well in addition to that. But through this, just wanted to kind of highlight 3 things that I feel I've kind of learned about, at least for myself, when it comes to working out, and can honestly be applied to many things. But the 3 things is the first one is that 1 is always better than 0. Like, doing anything is better than doing nothing. Number 2, consistency. Consistency is key. Finding something that you're going to do consistently is key. And then number 3, keeping things fresh, I think, is important, and not allowing things to get stale if you want to keep doing things consistently. So 1 is better than 0. Like, the best workout plan for you is one that you are actually going to do. So this theoretical go to the gym 4 times a week workout plan that I had in my head, that's a great plan in theoretical land. But for me, in real life, that was just not a realistic plan. And then I found myself just doing nothing because I couldn't do the whole thing, right? When it's like, well, you could just go to the gym 1 time a week. That's at least better than going 0 times. So 1 is always better than 0. And the plan you will actually do is better than any other plan. Number 2, the consistency of it all. For me, the daily habit of doing the push-ups is more important than whatever the actual activity itself is, right? Because what I found when I was doing the daily push-ups was that I had more energy. I was actually more likely to go to the gym on top of that. And I was feeling kind of motivated by the daily habit and that consistency. So that to me is more important than what the actual habit is. So finding something that you enjoy, or maybe don't enjoy, but at least don't hate, and doing that every day, I think provides a lot of value there. And then the last thing, just keeping things fresh. And then also for me, I found that gamifying the experience is something that is helpful for me. And the push-up challenge is perfect for that, right? I have it set up on my whiteboard, 10 days, empty boxes when I start. Every single day after I do the push-ups, I check the box on my whiteboard. I write down my time. Gamifying the experience in that way makes it a little more competitive, a little more fun. And I found that to be my best chance at keeping that consistency. And there we have it. Going for 60 straight days of push-ups and stretching here. And then after that, I'm either going to restart it again or maybe find something new to do after that. So yeah, there we have it. Push-up challenge. Anyone out there, if you're looking to get a little beach season ready, push-up challenge. You can do it. Just starts out with 55 a day. You'll increase slowly over time. Anyone can do it. I really do think that. So give it a shot. Give it a shot. And on top of that, I've got my golf going on. I've got my daily hockey game. I had my Twilight League golf last week. 9-hole league. Shot a smooth 35, even par. So to all the haters out there that say the golf game disappears when you become a dad, I beg to differ. Feeling as good as ever about the golf game. Maybe it's just that mental clarity. You know, I got such a nice, lovely family situation going on at home that I got the mental clarity, not a care in the world when I'm out there on the golf course. And there we go. All in all, I think working out is just a fantastic habit for anyone. I think especially for dads. I think it's really important. I think it's good to get that you time. It's so easy to be like, oh man, I'm so busy. I have so many things going on. I'm so tired. I know it's easy to do that because I did do that, and I'm probably going to do that again at some point. But finding a routine that you like, getting yourself active, very important. And then being active with the newborn. I think it's definitely a role that dads in particular can play with the newborn kids. It's great for bonding. It's great for kids' development. It's great for just tiring the kids out so they take better naps. I think lots of benefits to it. And again, doesn't take a long time either. Like it's not like these babies are doing tummy time for an hour straight. Like they get tired pretty quickly. So consistency key, daily workouts for the little one, daily workouts for dad, recipe for success. We'll continue tracking that and seeing how things go as we move forward here in the next couple of weeks. But that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. Appreciate all of you. And we will be back for a new one next week where Liam will officially be 2 months old. Can't believe it. 2 months old. It's here. Time is flying by, but we're having a fantastic time with it. And there we have it. See you next week.